A lot of news coming out of the White House this morning, and I guess the biggest breaking story was the fact that the Kremlin has now confirmed there will be a meeting between President Putin and President Trump.
That's what they're saying, that this meeting could happen as early as the coming days. Now, the President Trump, when asked about it yesterday, said that there's a good chance that he could be meeting soon with Putin and Zelensky, but he also cautioned that, you know, he's been disappointed by these negotiations before. So we'll have to wait and see whether this actually comes to fruition. But a Kremlin aide is telling Russian state media that a venue has been chosen and will be announced later, and that the two sides are working out details. That, you know, it's been indicated the target is next week, but it could potentially take longer than that to work out all the details. Again, we'll have to wait and see, but this does follow a big meeting yesterday between President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, and Russian President Putin, a meeting that White House officials described as productive.
And this was sort of the eve of the president's deadline for making progress toward a ceasefire.
That's right. So tomorrow is that deadline that he imposed on Russia to either, you know, make a deal or face deeper sanctions tariffs, secondary tariffs on countries that buy Russian oil. So we will have to see whether additional countries do face, you know, what's been called secondary sanctions. Yesterday, the president did sign an executive order to impose an additional 25% tariff on India for buying Russian oil. So that's the first of these secondary tariffs that we've seen. The question is, what about China? China is a top purchaser of Russian oil as well. It comes in the context of separate trade negotiations that continue between China and the U.S. The White House's one of their trade advisors, Peter Navarro, was pressed about this issue yesterday by reporters, and he said, well, you know, China's already facing a 50% tariff on some of, you know, the other sector-specific and fentanyl tariffs. We don't want to get to the point where we actually hurt ourselves, but that's the question here. Are you going to follow through with that threat of really trying to cut into the countries that are funding Russia's war operation?
Natalie, based on what we've heard so far about this potential meeting between President Trump and President Putin, would this be bilateral, or would President Zelensky be involved as well?
From what the White House has indicated, you know, Zelensky would be involved as well, but that's where this gets complicated. If Russia, you know, wants a meeting between the president, President Trump, and Putin, is that at odds with what the White House ultimately wants? Zelensky, though, has reiterated his belief that progress can only be made when the leaders at the highest level meet. So he's been out there saying that on social media, European leaders, to the White House. So it's clear that Zelensky is very much part of the process when you're talking to, you know, the Trump administration. The question is, what does the actual, you know, details of this meeting, if it does end up happening, what does that look like?
Of course, the other big story is that just after midnight, goods from more than 60 countries and the European Union became the subject of those higher tariffs.
That's right. And this follows, you know, delays and continued negotiations and some negotiations still underway. Outreach still continues by countries trying to, you know, reduce down the tariff. But at the end of the day, what we are looking at this morning is dozens of trading partners, about 60 countries and the EU, facing higher tariffs. These tariffs range from 50% on the higher side when you look at countries like Brazil and India. Now with that additional, you know, secondary tariff for Russian oil, and on the lower side, a 10% baseline, or 15% in the case of the EU. But, you know, all of these deals or announcements of frameworks of deals, the details really have to be ironed out. So if you look at the European Union, for example, you know, the president has threatened that if the countries, the member nations, don't make good on their promise of investing hundreds of billions of dollars in the United States, then those tariffs could be ratcheted up again. So we'll have to see, you know, whether the rates that were announced stick. And with Mexico, obviously a top trading partner for the United States, those negotiations continue because an extension was reached. Canada faces that new increased 35% tariff, and China talks, as we discussed, still continue. So there's a lot of new numbers to sort through and a lot of details that still need to be worked out.
Natalie, thank you so much, as always, for bringing us your insight on these two big stories this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony. Good to be with you.